Because the relief effort was organized from Turkey, Israel's deadly interception of it has led to a crisis. It's a disruption in relations between Israel and Turkey, one of Israel's few friends in the Muslim world. Yesterday, we heard The View from Turkey, and this morning, Shira Frankel reports from Jerusalem.
This impromptu protest, staged in front of the Turkish embassy in Tel Aviv, took many by surprise. Hundreds of Israelis have gathered this week to burn Turkish flags as they chant, "Our navy is brave," and "The Turks are our enemy." The protests here were dwarfed by the anti-Israel rallies in Istanbul and other Turkish cities. Just 4 years ago, Turkey was considered one of Israel's closest allies in the region. The two countries staged regular joint military training exercises and had an open line of communication between the various divisions of their armed forces. That relationship has now descended into open hostility. Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan said that Israel was on the verge of losing its best friend in the region. He said Israel's decision to raid a Turkish-registered ship that was part of the flotilla was an unacceptable violation of international laws. The Turkish government has demanded that Israel lift its blockade of the Gaza Strip and allow an investigation into the botched raid on the flotilla. Israeli analyst Anat Lapidot, a professor at Jerusalem's Hebrew University, says that Turkey-Israel relations were once prized by both countries. She says that Turkey saw its diplomatic relations with Israel as a symbol of its acceptance to the West.
They saw their relationship with Israel as an extension of their relations with the U.S. This doesn't exist anymore. But today, they see the map differently, so they can be a lot more aggressive towards Israel.
She says Turkey has become increasingly close to Arab states and has attempted to help Iran avoid more UN sanctions over its suspect nuclear program. Yaakov Katz, a military analyst for the Jerusalem Post, says that Turkey's newfound closeness to Iran is ironic, considering that Israeli Air Force pilots are widely believed to have simulated attacks on Iranian nuclear installations during training flight exercises over Turkish territory. Katz has observed Israeli and Turkish military exercises in the past.
Israel is a very small country, and the Air Force requires large places to be able to drill and exercise long-range flights, such as a potential attack against Iran, let's say. Turkey, which is a very large country, has enabled Israel to fly over its airspace, and that has allowed Israel to be able to practice long-range flights that some of them it may need to carry out in the near future.
Israel has never acknowledged that its training exercises were to prepare for a strike on Iran, or that such a strike is even being planned. But Katz says that Israel is already exploring other locations for practicing aerial maneuvers.
Israel's always on the lookout for new agreements that it can strike with other nations that would allow it to fly its fighter jets over there and practice long-range bombing strikes.
Dr. Lapidot says Israel has already contacted a number of countries, such as Azerbaijan and Greece, to propose joint drills. Still, she says, the deteriorating relationship between Israel and Turkey will be felt acutely within the Israeli military establishment.
Cooperation between Israel and Turkey on a military level might have been considered of vital importance, but since it's no longer an option, all we can do now is shed tears over it.
Turkey has already called off planned military exercises with Israel, and some Israeli analysts fear that military contracts between the two countries could also be scuttled. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.